Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome to a special edition of Cooking with Kent Dog Reckon. It's been a long time since I cooked anything on my channel. The last time I cooked anything on my channel was like, my first channel almost 3 years ago. So I'm right here in the West Coast in the kitchen and stuff like that, waiting for people to get here. I'm going to prepare a quick meal. It's going to be a quick live stream, so I'm going to prepare a quick meal. And so maybe if you have the urge to learn new recipes and stuff like that, this is what's happening. This is what I'm doing. Let's see who's out here and shit like that. So I'm about to get in the kitchen here. 1 second. Just bear in mind that I'm freestyling this shit up. What's happening, Socks and Sex Cool and the Heezels? So let's cook some stuff here, for heaven's sake. Let me see. Welcome to the kitchen. Bam! Here we go. I'm gonna make a sandwich. I'm gonna make a sandwich today, so hopefully it works out good and shit like that. I see the background, so everything's working. Live streaming a sandwich. Alright, gentlemen. So I'm gonna start out with the beats in the background, yeah. Sounds okay. Okay, you got the sound? Shit. Alright, cooking time, because I'm hungry. Shit. I got something I'm sauteing right now. This is a non-dairy butter I'm sauteing right now. And I'm going to make a delicious sandwich. Now, the best advice I can give you, fellas, go to Jimmy John. They got this local bread. It's called day-old bread. Day-old bread. The loaf is 69 cents. You can beat it without a stick. So we're gonna make a sandwich here. So, let's go with the garlic, for heaven's sake. You know, let's go with the garlic. And garlics are messy as fuck, you know? Here we go. We got the garlic. I got garlic shit everywhere. Unbelievable. Sorry, I can't read no comments because I'm cooking. Live stream. Who does this shit but me? Go check out the live stream. KDR Podbean out there. Do that there. I just made a podcast today. Go do that there. The podcast in different places, my friends. I got an excellent podcast with soundbite with epidemiologist, the creator of the vaccine and stuff like that. You don't gonna get too much detail in here because they will cock block your ass. So, what I'm doing, gentlemen, I'm cooking a plant-based diet sandwich. By the end of the day, when you learn this recipe, you'll be like, damn, these people eat good. They eat good. We eat good, man. I'm a healthy man. So, this is what I'm doing with the garlic here. I'm just chopping this bad boy up. I don't know if you can see you good. Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. This shit is on point. This shit is on point, fellas. Big shout out there, you know. That's what we gotta do. I'm pretty sure you're in MGTOW, you cook. Because if you go out there, spend money, then you're gonna be broke. And now with this inflation going on, the best thing to do, gentlemen, cook at home, for heaven's sake. Cook at home. So I got garlic, I got butter sauteing there. I'm gonna put mushrooms here. The only thing I'm missing is non-dairy cheese because I ran out this morning. So, I know some people don't like, mushroom. Me, myself, I love me some mushrooms. Oh, let me get my seasonings here. Not the salt, you gotta have salt, real salt. You know, not that fake salt, man. Rock salt. Pepper. You know, every Puerto Rican kitchen has this. Adobo, you gotta have adobo if you're Puerto Rican. And of course, Goya. You got to have Goya, for heaven's sake. Let me keep chopping this stuff up here. Let me chop this up. And I like this stuff out here. Let me chop up a little bit more. See, because once the, you know, once the mushroom got good flavors if you season it right. It's really good. And then you know, the mushroom is a good, it produces good DNA something. I forgot what it does, but it does some shit. But it's good for you. Really good for you. So let me cook this here. And you be like, man, how come this plant-based diets, dude, they be eating good? And we do eat good. We do eat good, man. What's happening, 530? What's going on, gentlemen? I'm just here cooking. I can't read no comment, but I'm here showing the fellas out here how we gonna prepare a meal tonight. And of course, I'm gonna be doing the live stream on Podbean out there, the real live stream that I do out there. But today, I decided to keep it clean, my friends, and show you a plant-based diet sandwich. It's a sandwich. You'd be like, how can it be possible? How can people eat so good and make a bomb-ass sandwich? Well, you're gonna witness this. Fresh bread for only 69 cents. Go get your bread from Jimmy John's, man. It's called day-old bread. Me, myself, I don't like the end, so I snap this back for like that. It's a day-old, but it's fresh. That's what it counts. But the most important thing that I mentioned is only 68 cents. So you can beat that without stick. Me, myself, I'll gut it out. Because I'm trying to cut down the carbs. I already drink beer how it is. So I got some, I'm sauteing some mushrooms right now. With garlic, of course. You gotta have garlic. So what I'm gonna do here, I wanna put this on. I'm prepping the bread. You know, I gotta prep the bread. And I just bought this brand new, non-dairy Spencer ass fucking mayonnaise. And I'm trying to open it right now. So that way I can prep the bread and get it over with. But you're gonna see, if you stick around for the next 10 minutes, it's really quick and easy to do, you know? Boom, there you go. So we're gonna set this bad boy right over here. Okay, get out of the way. You be like, man, what's up with the line? You've been thinking, oh, what's up with the line? What are you doing out here? Well, you will see, my friends. You will see. It's gonna be magical. By the time I'm finished with this plate, you're gonna be like, what? And I'm gonna be like, what? Yes, I'm about to grub, dude. That's some garlic. You can never go wrong with garlic. But make sure it's straight up garlic. Not this garlic, like real stuff. You know, the real deal Holyfield. And see, the bad thing about these mushrooms, right? They shrink. And I love mushrooms. So I'm gonna have to put up some more. I know my intuition was right. But like, why am I playing with myself? You know? I'm like, you gotta put mushrooms in there. Mushroom shrinks, like, they shrink really bad. But something about the mushroom that it helps your DNA. And also mushroom, if you have small penis, scientists and dietitian says if you have a small penis, if you eat plenty of mushroom, it will help you increase the size of your penis. That's what I heard. I'm not sure if that's real, but I don't have to worry about that. You know, I'm natural born gifted. So right now, I'm sauteing the garlic, butter, and onions. And I'm gonna cook it up, and I'm gonna pump those numbers up, because I got it right now on number 3. So I'm gonna pump it up to 4.5. This is a quick meal, I'm not gonna be here cooking forever. And then what I do, I take this little bit of adobo, I already put salt and pepper, so I'm just gonna go sprinkle some love in here, a little bit. Oh, see what happened? It got stuck. There we go, just a little bit of love, just a little bit of love. Because you think, oh man, how are you gonna make this sandwich only with vegetables? But you're gonna see the trick. You stick to the end, I'm a magician. Let me see here. And try, folks, please, for heaven's sake, careful, get yourself some fresh produce. You know what I mean? I don't know, somebody tell me that if you eat the end, it can be poisonous. Is that true? I don't know if it's true. That's what I heard. You know, people say so many shit. So let me cover this stuff up here. So let me make it pretty. Let me make it pretty professional. And with this, I'm just gonna take a little. I'm slicing a real thing. And I'll tell you why. That's a really thin right here. That's how it's too thick. But this is gonna be raw honey on top. And I can put this in the fridge. Okay. All right, so we got the saute. We sauteed. You see those juices dripping? Don't waste it. That is the moisture from the mushroom, because the mushroom got a lot of moisture, you know? That's just one of those things. Okay, so let me go over here. And I'm putting a little bit of mayo on the sandwich. Right? Because you don't want a sandwich, right? It would have looked better if I had some non-dairy cheese, but I ran out this morning, so. So we want to put a little bit of salt here. Natural salt. A little bit of pepper here. Let me see, I'm gonna check this out. Oh yeah. Let me see if I can show you guys. What a beautiful dish. Unbelievable. That's why we rock it. MGTOW cooking lifestyle, baby. Plant-based. Now, this is when that thing comes really cool. Really cool. This is the cool part. See, I want to set this to the side. And then I want to put a little bit of sazon. Gotta have sazon, you know. And I'm in a little bit, just a little bit here. There you go. Oh, that's gonna be so flavorful, man. Now this is gonna be the trick. Look at that. Can you read that? Chorizo. Chorizo, my friends. Chorizo. Chorizo flavor. Plant-based diet meat, but I add up my own thing. So this is what I go here, a little bit of salt. Where's my papier. Then I go again here, and I put a little bit of adobo. You gotta have adobo. And we add up the sazon. A little bit of sazon. Just a little bit there. Yeah, man, if this had smell-o-vision,
You'd be like, whoo-wee, that smells good, man. Now I'm gonna flip this bad boy here because it's frozen. And all the flavor's gonna kick in. I like to kick it, I like to cook a little separate between this and that. And you're gonna see at the end, a couple more minutes, I say 5 more minutes. You'd be like, oh man, this guy, he can cook. Right? But the so-called plant-based meat, it cooks really fast. Well, here we go. Flavor. Like, I got it. Boom! Boom, chakalaka. Oh. Easy, yeah. You like candle while cooking onions and the gas from getting out in your eye? No! What I do, see, I don't worry about that because I use onion almost every day. So what I do, I just wrap up the onion and put it in the fridge and it don't bother you. And once again, I take the fresh produce there is. So I don't, that stuff don't, it don't burn me. Or maybe I'm just immune to it. You want to see this? Let me see. You guys see? Oh, yeah. See, I'll wait till it's nice and brown. You know what it's going to see? Some people eat it like this. I like it more crispy. Like the real deal. You know? I can sit here and stuff like that. Man, this channel, my channel is being fucking killed, man. Either that or MGTOW is just done and over with. You know? It doesn't matter. I have fun. I don't have time to be making contact like I used to anyway. Well, the censorship is real, though. I just finished making a video regarding to the matter of the what happened in Reddit 2, MGTOW 2. You know, I knew that channel was gonna go down anyways. Just one of those things that I knew. You know, the crazy thing, I used to be there, like, well, I was there last year. Then, when they banned it, I said to myself, fuck this shit. So I cut it off, and then in March I reopened it for the Wall Street Bets and stuff, so I can keep up with that business out there. And I did not open the MGTOW 2 until, I say like a month and a half ago, if that. Because I made a couple posts out there, and they was doing self-censored and shit like that. What's the point? If you're going to censor yourself, what's the point of having a fucking threat out there? You know, what the shit? So they keep up one post and they took another one off. It's, I don't know. They think they can please these fucking people out there. You cannot. If they're gonna ban you, they're gonna ban you. You can be pleasing people and shit. You know? The thing is, like, I invited those guys to the group, but nobody wanna leave YouTube. Everybody wanna be in the YouTube. The only reason I'm doing this thing in YouTube right now, because on the live stream with Podbean, which works pretty good, it worked excellent actually, they don't have imagery. And it's not like I show my face and shit like that. But you know, I decided to put out here something from the West Coast. Let's finish this lime up. And we wanna kick up the heat. Kick up the heat. Almost done, my friends, almost done. There you go. Little bit of noise here. Little bit of noise here. I Thank God. I think if, what's his name? Watch this shit, he'd be like, damn. Albuquerque Bandit, if he watched this stuff, he'd be like, damn, man, I gotta get some tips. I gotta get some tips from Kendall Rick on me. Alright. That's done it all with. I need like a little bit brown here. There you go. See, I know what I'm doing here. Damn, he's burning. See, the thing with this, they have to move it, otherwise it burns. You see how everything's strong? There you go. That's what you call plant-based diet, MGTOW style sandwich. I'm just gonna wait here to cool off. Less than 15 minutes. I could have done it quicker, but you know, I'm chit-chatting and cooking. I could have made this meal in five, six minutes. And that's a good thing when you go plant-based diet, it's not a mess with grease and shit and all kinds of stuff. It's pretty much clean and stuff like that, you know what I mean? That's how the whole thing. What's happening, young LA? What's going on? MGTOW out there, just having a little love, a little dinner here. Showing people how we rock for the West Coast plant-based diet style. A little bit of chorizo with plant-based shit here, fake meat, if you wanna call it. Ground fake meat. And onions and mushrooms. And you know I gotta taste that. Here we go, I'm done with it. But first I gotta taste these, delicious. This thing is hot though. It's delicious. Oh! You got, you got the garlic. You got the spot, salt, pepper. You got the lime. You got, it's like a, it's a taste of everything out there. Got my legs and call me shorty. Well, here, let me see if you guys can check it out. Cause I'm almost done with it. Let me see if I can. Oh yeah, you guys can see it. What is what I'm gonna do? If I had the cheese, you would see the cheese would melt and everything, you know, but even though it's non-dairy, it still melts, but you know, what the hell. I'm eating late. I usually don't eat this late, but I got caught up doing some stuff. And I'm not gonna eat the whole thing. I'm just gonna eat half of it. And I'll say half of it for work tomorrow. Boom! Mushrooms. Yes, mushrooms. Let me, you see, it look like a restaurant type of thing. But I'm not done. I'm using some mushrooms. Boom. The perfect sandwich for a Friday evening, gentlemen. healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and all kinds of good stuff. Here we go. You guys see it? You guys see it? Let me see. Oh yeah, you guys can see it. And this sandwich, total price, give or take, $2.25, give or take, for this big ass sandwich.
What a beauty. We just want to make that chip.
He got that right. There you go. Let me give you a close up here. It's not doing it justice. There you go, gentlemen. Well, you know I'm going to do the live stream tonight, 10 o'clock, out there in Podbean. You guys part of the late night crew and stuff like that. And I'm going to call these off in a minute here. This is going to be my dessert. Nice, beautiful mango. Or breakfast, either way. Well, gentlemen, I have to go eat and stuff like that. I will catch you in a couple hours out there. And like I always say, peace. Stay mental. I'll definitely catch you next live stream, podcast, and video. Check out the podcast. I'm going to put a link below. I did a good podcast today.